all of this platoon, all died, is over.
You reckon it might have been to prevent fire or something like that?
That looks like we caught a fire, it's going to catch fire too.
That's true. But you haven't seen it.
I have seen it. I have seen it.
Well, did people have a little room right off the kitchen where they might keep their canned goods or extra dishes?
Called smokehouse.
Now, was that a separate building? Or
a separate building.
Separate building. Mm-hmm. And that was just a little building out back?
Yes, just a little building out back because I had one when I lived. Properly down here, had a smokehouse. And then you put things that you want to keep in the kitchen, you need, so you hang them up in there, in the smokehouse.
Did you ever hear fruit? Go ahead.
And the fruit, you sit it in there, build a shell and put it in there. It would stay cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. If you put it in there.
Yes, ma'am. Was that, or did you ever hear of people having a pantry?
That's in the house.
Where would that be?
In the kitchen. Off from the kitchen. Or whatever. Just myself. If you got a space big enough over there on that side of there, you put the pantry right there.
What did you keep in the pantry?
Oh, you keep all the flour and the canned goods that you have for use in the house. And just most everything you have. That goes in the kitchen where you need to eat the flour and stuff like that, you keep it in the pan.
What would you people call a lot of old worthless things they had? Maybe like a broken down chair they just didn't want to get rid of. They say, I've just got a lot of...
Junk.
Do you ever hear people setting aside a whole room in the house where they kept all the junk?
Mm-hmm.
Just a place in the house?
A place in the house where they... There are times you come under and you throw it in there.
What did they call that?
Junk room.
Did you ever keep a place like that?
There's one out there in the house I had. We call it junk.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And throw it out there.
That's good.
I told him, I said, well, the next thing is tell me out there, so I don't got to be junk in it.
No, you don't mean that. What did women do back then? When they got up in the morning, first thing, did they have to go around the house maybe and straighten something or dust a little bit here and there, that kind of thing?
Yes.
What did they call themselves doing when they did that?
Cleaning up.
Did they do that every morning, first thing? Or?
Some of them did, some of them don't. I have realized that the some don't do it every day, clean up or dust up. And then some of them did.
What did they use to sweep the floor with?
About, and I'm saying, let me go just a minute and I'll come back down. They used straw brooms. You know,
first when I knew anything about a broom was a straw broom.
Yes, ma'am.
You go out in the field and rain, tie it together, you know what I'm
saying? A straw broom?
Uh-huh.
Made out of broom sage?
Uh-huh. Well, that's the way it used to do.
Okay.
That's
sweet.
Okay. I answered that question. Really. Well,
No, I was just getting this position to pick up your voice.
Is you taking my voice, my darling?
Sure. All right, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, I won't hear it no more. They used to would have a board made. Well, what about this wide?
About
a
foot wide?
About wide this way.
Yes, ma'am.
And about that long. And they would bore holes in it. And they'd bore all the way. Just make this bore holes in it.
Yes, ma'am.
And when they bore them holes in there, they would take shucks.
Shucks from?
Shucks from corn. They'd be dry, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd pull them shucks through that hole to where that...